Hey y'all!
Hey y'all!
Welcome to God's Girls!
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Avelyn.
And we will be continuing a new series for season 2 called Quoted by my very close friend, Ella Catherine.
In this episode, we will be discussing how we all have a purpose.
If you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment. Listen to us on any of the main podcast apps.
The website for our podcast will be linked in today's episode description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends to help grow God's kingdom.
Now let's jump into our 7th episode of season 2. So before we get started with today's episode, I'm just going to lead us in prayer so that we start this episode with prayerful minds and hearts ready to learn and worship our Lord. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for giving us another day to live on this earth and live for you. I pray that you will open our minds and hearts and that we will be able to accept your word for what it is and learn from it and find joy through it. In Jesus' name, amen. So in today's episode, we will be doing June 12th's We All Have a Purpose. And the passage she tells us to read is Psalm 139, verses 14 through 16. But I'm just going to go ahead and read 13 through 16 so we get that chunk together. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them.
Are you stuck on the thought of the future? What will you do as your job? And will it be something that will please God or make him look down on you in shame? Let me just remind you that God loves you, even though he might discipline us for our actions sometimes. He isn't looking down on you in shame. He is looking down on you with a smile and waiting for you to accept him. He is waiting for you to fall into his arms and spend time with him.
Trust God's plan for your future and know that you do have a purpose. I'm writing this because it is true and you need to know that. Not only does God have a plan for your life, but he also has a plan for the lives of everyone around you. Don't worry about the past, nor the future, but look at what is right in front of you. Look at your present right now and see where God wants you to take this day. Today's the day to glorify God, and we can glorify him right now.
Let's praise the Father, let's praise the Son, and let's praise the Spirit, 3-in-1. Have a great day, everyone, and remember that you can and you will get through any hardship happening in your life right now because God has a plan for you. You are here for a purpose.
We all have a purpose, and God is waiting for us to seize it. Grab his hand and follow along beside him as you go through every day. Okay, first off, let me just start by saying I loved that Hillsong reference. Like, let's praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, 3-in-1. I love that song, and so her quoting that was just so good. So in the scripture, it's talking all about how God knew us before our parents even knew us. He knows us better than we know ourselves, and that's a little scary to think about. To know that someone knows you better than you know yourself.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about that?
Kind of weirds me out.
Yeah. But it's true. He knows us, and even though he knows, like, the deepest depths of our heart, he still cares about us. In theology class, we've been doing a journal. Like, every class, we do a journal entry on a certain chapter of the Bible or two. And we did one over 5 weeks where we went through the book of Genesis and the book of Job. And so we were going through those two books. And at the end of 5 weeks of journaling, he told us, hey, so y'all have probably been wondering why I have you do this and journal in your Bible and just read it on your own in general. And we're like, yeah. He said, well, look through your journal and see if there's a reoccurring theme that happens each time you journal, like something that God might be pushing you to believe or pushing you to see in your life. And I was like, I don't think there's anything in my journal that'll be alike. Like, all of these have been different. And then I look, and lo and behold, all except two journal entries from 5 weeks are the exact same topic. Trust him and know he has a plan for me. And I realized that I do not trust him, like, at all. I want to have the control. If anyone knows me, I can be a control freak sometimes, and I'm sorry about that. But I just think that, like, if it's in my hands, it'll be better than if it's in someone else's hands.
Well, yeah, you could be really controlling. But, like, I mean, we all can be controlling. It's not just specific people. It's, we all have our own little things that...
Yeah, we all have the little thing that gets on another person's nerves, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like me just wanting to do everything, like, I just did a group project in multiple classes, so I'm not going to say which one, but there was this one that I did, like, a huge bulk of the work because they didn't do it first off, and second off, I didn't want it to be done wrong. So I did it.
You want it done right, you gotta do it yourself.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm just gonna do all of this. So I did so much that weekend, and then we turned it in that next week.
Whenever we do stuff, I always have to be in charge. Like, it's just a thing. When we were in robotics, I became a team captain because not only did I have to be in charge, but, like, I'm good at it. And people like, I don't make bad decisions. Sometimes. I mean, we all do. But, like, I'm not a freakazoid about controlling people. But, like, we all do something in our lives that make us think we don't have a purpose. But this just reminds us that we do. It reminds us that God has a plan for us, and that if we just trust Him and, like, believe in Him, that we can get over stuff like that and then fully realize it.
Yes. Oh my goodness. When we were going through the book of Genesis, one of the greatest stories of having a plan, other than, you know, Jesus's life and stuff, because he was God in and of himself. But Joseph's life is just God's plan and hand through it all. Like, he was almost killed by his brothers, thrown into a pit, but then they sold him into slavery instead of killing him. God had a plan in that. Then he went to Potiphar, a really high ranked, like, official in Egypt. And then he went to prison, but then he was taken out of prison because God gave him a gift of dreams, of interpreting dreams. And then he was put in second in command to Pharaoh, where the only person in Egypt above him was Pharaoh. And God's hand through that was incredible. And then the famine allowed his family to come to Egypt in search of food. And so that's how he got reacquainted with his family and knew his family was still alive. God's hand was working in Joseph's life every single step of the way. And the cool part is that it's written for us in the Bible so that we have it. But I mean, just thinking about that, it's crazy how, like, all of that Joseph knew. And then the quote at the end of it, I'm gonna find it really quick. I wrote it down in here because it was so good. Let's see. Genesis 50, verse 19 through 21. Joseph says, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. And that was when he was talking to his brothers, because his brothers were, like, scared that he was going to do something to them because they almost killed him. They sold him into slavery. And so he was like, no, God had a purpose for me to be sold into slavery. God had a purpose for all of this to happen. And so I'm going to take care of you because God worked through you and God turned everything into good. I was like, that is incredible. Like, I'd probably be so mad at them, but Joseph was just like, I'm here for you, my man. I'm here for you, my bro. Esther's story, though, you know, Esther, like, saved the entire people group. Yes, that was crazy. I love her story.
I mean, like, even just, like, the simplest stories, like Noah's Ark, mm-hmm. It's just trust in God, and he will lead you to do great things.
Exactly. And that's what the Bible's all about. It's, like, sinful people, but trusting in God is what they do, and then God works through them. So it's not those people that were extraordinary, like how Gideon, we're reading that in my life group in Judges, how Gideon was the least person from the least tribe, in the least family, and God picked him above everyone else to do his bidding and to conquer the people. And it was just crazy how God used him. He was like, are you sure you want me? Because I'm not very worthy of this position. God was like, I'm going to work through you. I'm going to make something good come out of this, and you're going to do amazing things in my name. And I was like, that's so cool. Like, God picks the most unlikely people, first off, so that his power can be shown, but second off, because you don't have to be super fit and able to do it. If God's with you, who can be against you?
Like Eve didn't believe in God. She just decided to go against him. And then...
sin. Yeah. Well, And then Esther, in Esther's book, it never actually mentions God's name.
Mm-hmm.
But the overlying theme is you see God's hand in the entire story, but God's name is never specifically mentioned. And I've always found that really interesting that God's never mentioned, and yet I feel like that's for a reason. Like, you're supposed to actually be able to see that God's hand, though not named, like, he is there throughout the entire story of Esther. And I think that's also to be applicable to our lives, how God's name might not be, like, mentioned in our story until the end, even if you're converted to Christianity at the end of your life, but God could have worked through you in a good way. And so, like, knowing God and knowing he's there is a blessing, and I hope to spread his word through this podcast, because everyone deserves to know our God. He's the best, the bomb.com, and the one and only.
Well, that is the reason we have this podcast,
to mm-hmm.
share God's kingdom.
Yeah,
I said in the intro,
let's talk about Psalm 139. So, I know we started out talking about it, but let's see how it talks about our purpose. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. It's talking about how God has a plan. The days of our lives were already planned before we even had days. Yeah, before we even had a day of living, God had our days planned and mapped out. He knows how our lives are going to go. But it's up to, like, if we choose him and if we choose to believe and trust in him, that is the factor that's, like, really helps guide your life and shows if the Lord is your guide. Well, let's wrap up our conversation with this. Y'all always trust that God is there, which is something I...
Because he is.
Yeah, because he is. He always will be. It's just up to you to choose if you want to acknowledge and know that he's there and actually trust that he's there and that he has a plan for you. But do you ever worry that, like, the plan he has for your life is a plan that doesn't reflect him? Like how she yeah. says in the devotion, that's what I've been praying about, that God's plan will be one that reflects him, will be one that spreads his word throughout all the nations, because that's just how I want my life to be remembered, and that's how I want to make my impact on this world. I don't want my impact to be in my own glorification, but I would just want the glory to be to God, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's bow our heads in prayer and end this devotional with talking to God, our creator, and the one who is guiding us along our lives. Dear Lord, I thank you again for giving us another day to live, and I thank you for letting us have a purpose in this world, and that we all have a plan set out for us, and it's up to us to trust you and trust that you've got that perfect plan already out and working in us.
I pray over our listeners, and that one day that they find their purpose in this world, because God does have one for you.
I pray also over our listeners that they will have a blessed week and one that reflects you in everything that they do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you all for listening to our podcast and supporting us. We hope you have been brought closer to Jesus through this episode.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab. Email us or DM us on Instagram.
Thank you for listening, and see y'all next Sunday with a new episode.